Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. RuPaul on Drag Race UK.
That does not get old.
I love when RuPaul walks up to them and it's like
three things she says.
Well, you're supposed to say like, so, you really been front of struggle in the competition. Yeah. If it's UK, RuPaul walks up and goes like, I don't, like, please, sir, I want some more.
He does Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
Hello, Governor. Or what's the other one?
Girl right, power.
Spice Girls.
He does like a sporty Spice. By the way, the craziest thing happens today. You know I'm a little bit psychic.
Yeah.
Today was at the gym where you were.
Yep.
I was working out a little bit harder than you, just like a little bit stronger in my upper body because of all the golfing in Mar-a-Lago.
But the golfing in Mar-a-Lago.
I said, I'm going to text Mel B. I texted Mel B. Mm-hmm. And then I look up. And the Spice Girls were on the TV a second later. And then I had another psychic episode 2 days ago. Somebody who works on this tour.
Okay.
I won't say his name because I don't know it. But he's been on tour with us for a year.
For a year.
Not clear on what
lovely
he does,
guy.
Who he is at all.
Could have any color hair.
Yes.
Maybe no hair. Yeah.
Could be gay. He gets on the elevator and I already have my button pushed.
Okay.
He gets on. I'm on six, I think. Okay. I push four. He goes, how'd you know it was my room was four? I said, I'm telling you, I have these psychic flashes and I just knew your room was four. Your floor was four.
Wait, but you did it unconsciously.
I hadn't spoken to him or anything. He got on, I just pushed four.
Like a bellhop.
Yes, like, but he didn't tell me what floor he was on.
Mom, you got the gift. You got the gift. The house in Virginia.
Bones and
HIV.
All. Bones and all, honey.
You got bones the gift.
Bones and all, cannibalism.
So when, well, you don't have to start eating people yet. But when are you going to open a psychic shop?
I'm not going to eat anybody, but I am going to DM them about it.
You should open a little psychic shop.
The problem is it's unpredicted. I don't know how to go.
You can't control it.
So if you ask me, what are the lotto numbers? I don't know.
No. We're not doing lotto numbers. Like, okay, so it just strikes when, but for no reason at any time.
Yes, it's like walking through the world, and then I'm like, have you talked to your mom today? Mm. They're like, no. And I was
dead.
Like, I think you should talk to her. All right. I just think you should talk. It's okay. Unwarranted,
yeah.
Unprecedented. And unreliable.
And unmonetizable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how you know it's the real gift.
Yeah. So what if I set up a little table on Hollywood Boulevard and people come for readings and I go, well, how much time do you have? Because it could be days.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, be like, I have the gift. So we just have to kill time until the real thing comes in. But I will definitely improvise in the meantime, you know.
Do you know what else is the gift?
What's the gift?
Gratitude. As much as Wimberly...
Sometimes
the last thing I want to hear, Mama, on this tour is somebody, the G word, gorgeous, yeah, stunning, like Wimberly going, gratitude. But you know what?
No, it's true.
She's right.
Mama, she's right.
She's right.
So I told you about the trans woman who was exiled from jocks, right? Across the street, she would yip and yap certain things that she would yell, platitudes, platitudes. Like if you were trying to, so it's a long story.
What's a platitude?
But, so platitude is like a empty, like a phrase or a saying that has kind of like no meaning in a way. So like people were like, you know, you're better than this, Emily. You're better than this, because she's harassing them. Mm. She would go, platitudes, and so that's what I hear in my head whenever I hear gratitude.
You hear platitude, so, which is the opposite almost. Not, like it's totally. It's sort of like nothing you're saying is matters.
Nothing you're saying matters, and it's all meaningless. And I have this voice of this woman in my head, and it is so haunting. But she also yells Leif Erikson, and just any other like. Because the doorman is Swedish.
This woman wasn't. She wanders the streets and yells words.
Well, blonde, thin, very striking pale face, changes into khaki pants in behind cars. It's very, very. She, you know, she could have a whole lifetime series. Anyways, gratitude.
Gratitude. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about this today because I was thinking, how can I have all my dreams come true and then sometimes feel the need to complain about it? Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's rubbing the skin off. As performers.
Rubbing the skin off.
Performing is an ejaculation. There's cum everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Ropes. Oh. Ropes of milky load.
That expression has always ropes. It's turned problematic. My stomach.
Yeah, it's a nerd's
a
rope.
As solid as a liquid. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's
ropes ropey. Of cum. Ropey.
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 Ropey. Ropey. We're not doing ropey.
We're not doing ropes.
We're not doing ropes.
I want my cum clear like water or blood.
Yeah.
One or the other. Don't give me ropes. Not a don't healthy give me white load.
I don't want white ropes. I want clear ooze or red blood. Or grape
black
jelly.
Black shoes, white ropes,
red blood, clear cum. Shouldn't be allowed in the theater.
But if you jerk off too much, you rub the skin off.
Yes, of course.
And when you tour and you perform like this...
I see what you're saying. Okay. It's a metaphor.
Okay. I've been watching Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And I was researching what happens to the brain when you're, I mean, this is new information to me, but what happens to the brain when you like bombard it with these dopamine rushes?
Oh, it's
and how the chase is futile because your brain is so exhausted.
Yeah.
Your brain's not going to do the same release again.
Right.
And so when you perform this many days in a row, even though gun to your head, you love it. It's not the same as if you do maybe one show a week where it's this, it's like this is my 8-day load.
Oh, Lord. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, this is my 8th-day rope.
Your jizz is going to feel better. Your comb is going to feel better if you haven't done it in days. But if you're jerking off 5 times a day,
you're blowing sawdust out there.
That's what I mean.
You're blowing sawdust out there.
You're throwing lemon. You're throwing grapefruits.
You're scraping up ropes and throwing them out there. I understand what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree.
If we were doing this show one day a week, we would go out there like, this is the moment.
How about this?
But when it's 6 days a week.
Once a month.
There you go.
12 good times a year.
Yeah. Why don't you come up and not see me sometime?
Yeah. Couldn't get tickets? Yeah. Nobody
better luck
could.
Next year.
No, we do it. We do it. A 15,000 seat arena.
Yeah.
Once a month. 2 weeks of rehearsal. It's a lot of rehearsal. A
lot of rehearsal.
And then 1 week of decompression afterwards where we do songs and share.
And by decompression, it's like weighted blanket therapy.
Oh, absolutely. Because like you said, because there's only one, you know, with Peaches Christ always talks about the post-show blues.
Mama,
I don't get those blues with this show. I get the post-show, hey, you know? but that's for real. When
you need money, now's a good time to ask.
Woo! Coming out from Chicago, I'm like, you need anything? You got 12 minutes to get it.
The way I dance during the last number of the show, when we have like 2 days off.
Oh, with the smile.
I'm like,
the smile. It's the smile. I'm like, because sometimes I'm kind of like, you know, but 2 days off, I'm like,
I know.
It's terrible.
But I've been trying to think about it because I'm like, performing is magical. I love doing the show. But when you do this often, it's impossible to feel like every moment is the height of magic. You know?
Yeah, of course. And also,
Christmas comes once a year.
Once a year. Santa climbs up on that chimney.
What would the Who's do if in Whoville it was Christmas every day?
Oh, they would probably, oh God.
Martha May Who would look ragged.
Yeah, ragged. Well, listen to this. So think back like your favorite shows or whatever you wanted to see as like a youngster growing up. And now put into your head the fact that your favorite performer or band or whatever probably experienced a version of this, of the show you saw where like, I love you. I wish I could be here all night. And then they turn around, let's get out of here. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is unthinkable to me. Because it was like, for me, it's magic. There's like, everybody was there doing their best and being like incredible, like, you know, Cirque du Soleil or whatever. Those contortionists were probably like, oh God, I can't wait to go home and like, you know, jerk off, or like, I can't wait to go home and watch, you know, Family Guy or whatever. And it's not magic for them.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
But it's honestly a lesson in like, you want to make more money, wear a suit. Like, do you want to make a little less money and enjoy it more? Because there's also a version of that. You are, you're self-employed as a performer.
Yeah.
And I think that's why like the B-52s, for example, they just, well, they're grifters and liars. And I'll say this on the air. Live on the air. They said that this is their farewell tour.
And, doing
and I was finagling with our previous tour manager, Bales.
Which one?
Oh, I was going to say, there's so many previous tour managers.
Yeah, our tour managers are here for a good time, not a
long
time.
Not a long time, or not a leg anyways.
You know who we need? Gus Fring.
Who's that?
That guy from Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Gustavo.
Gus? Oh my God, the chicken guy?
Yes.
Oh, the chicken manager, he would get all those motherfuckers right together.
Together. Oh, you don't like that? Box cutter.
Yeah. Whoosh. The two twins will come.
Honey, yeah. With the axe.
Mm-hmm.
They were hot.
I would let them cut me up.
I wouldn't say I've been learning Spanish, but I've been watching Breaking Bad and saying back what they say in the show.
That's fair. Have you watched Better Call Saul?
No, but I'm going to watch it next.
You have to watch it because it's one of those rare instances where a spinoff is greater or as good or better than the actual fucking show.
I'm going to watch it because my brother, who's an attorney, says he loves it. And I feel like if lawyers like it, then it must be... If lawyers like a show about a lawyer, then it probably is good.
Yeah.
Because it's always like a doctor watching House who's like, that would never happen.
Right. Or like Ally McBeal. God, that's so frustrating.
What was she?
Women and men in the same bathroom?
Wait, what is Ally McBeal?
Ally McBeal was a show with Calista Flockhart. It took place in a law firm in Boston, but it was quirky.
But she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all lawyers. People like it. Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. But she probably inspired a lot of women to be lawyers.
I think so. I think that she inspired a lot of people to use unisex bathrooms too. That was the big sort of like set piece of the show.
Do you think you would be a good lawyer?
Absolutely not. I would not be. No, maybe. I don't know. Jason and I were talking about how was it me and you? I can't remember. How on a witness stand, I would just be like, tell them whatever they want to hear. I would just be so like controllable and coercible. I'd be the worst witness.
You'd be like, where were you on the night of? Well, I was sitting home.
I killed him. I'd be like, I killed him. I think, do you want me to?
Yes. This is a traffic citation court.
Ma'am, we're just looking for a little ding on the side of a fender. I was like, okay, well, like I did do that. And I also killed the family.
But, Yeah. I know. But I'm learning a lot about law from Breaking Bad.
Okay. Like such as?
Well, I'm also learning Spanish. Like I said,
see,
the other day I was watching and the guy goes, blood for blood. And I went, sangre de sangre. So like I am catching on. It's my babble.
Yes.
It's my Duolingo.
It's going to stick better too. Because you're going to have all those like terrifying, horrifying, like a bloody, associations with it. That's good.
I love Spanish.
Do you? I know.
Why don't we know Spanish? What a waste.
It's so embarrassing.
Do you know that if we were good at Spanish, if we knew what we knew about French, we could perform and travel to Spanish speaking parts of the world and be better. You know what I mean?
Claro que sí.
And Paris, they were so thrilled when we throw out little phrases.
Sure.
If we could do that in Spanish.
Mama, like, we got Latin America. We got Central America. We got Southern United States. We got España. We've got plenty other places.
I'm not saying French is useless, but like today.
Mama, French is the UN.
Today I was watching, it was a leader in Senegal. There was a fist fight at like a UN meeting, leaders of Senegal.
Mama, those French are, they're ornery.
They really are. Senegal.
I'm going to go to Africa this year.
Girl, we got a journée à Afrique, bitch.
Oui, je vais aller le faire. Back to Spanish. It's so shameful.
Living in LA. Beautiful. And where we live now, I honestly feel
excellent music
a little
too.
Embarrassed that I'm 33.
Yeah.
And if I had prioritized that language younger.
How are you gonna know, though?
I don't know.
How are you gonna know?
We're all gonna be speaking German in a year.
Yeah, we're pretty soon. The world will be one giant arm of China.
Oh my God. Can I just say?
It's the Christmas episode, by the way.
Oh, speaking of which, Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy Holidays to
you. Happy Holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Filet snabbited. I gotta tell you, Vanity, she made a video the other day, and she said, because her handle is Wigs by Vanity, she said people DM her, and they come up to her and say, hi, Wigs. You're my favorite drag queen, Wigs. Love you, Wigs.
Wig, first name Wigs, first last name Wig. By Vanity.
By Vanity.
I think Bi is her middle name, maybe?
She's Bi.
That's crazy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think, I don't know if this is actually real, but when RuPaul said he plays Deer in Dear Evan Hansen.
I hope that's real. RuPaul loves words, though. Like, I remember on What's the Tea, which is so old now. It's like, that doesn't even exist anymore. You did, what, 12 episodes of it?
Yeah, 12 episodes. I was like the Johnny Carson or the Ed McMahon of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or no, I think it's Conan, twice. The other guy who sits on the couch.
Andy Richter.
Yeah. By the way, when I saw Michelle last, I was so shy. I said, are you guys having to do What's the Tea again? And she was like, I don't know. We want to. We talk about it. And I said, well, because I was never a guest. So I just think it's funny.
It's fun. It's so fun. I think one time I did it and Michelle wasn't there, and that was a hoot because Ru is just nuts, you know.
She is. She loves RuPaul. Will be like, oh, how do you, and what's that word? Say it again.
Yeah.
And can you spell that? And you're like, the word is orange. What are you talking about?
She really does like get stuck on these elementary like vocabulary phrases. I think she maybe has like a linguistic learning
She loves words, and she gets really wrapped up in like, no, where does that word come from?
Yeah.
Say it again. And well, you're like, it's a color, my name's Steve.
Yeah. And was she the one that smoked the weed?
I love what little nuts about us she recalls.
Oh, yeah.
They're fractured memories. Oof. Of a bygone
era.
Crimes of the future.
And I don't think she was very clear on them during that time.
No.
So the hazy mystery of it is very unclear.
Is she the one with
them
ears?
I'm sorry?
Is she the one with the ears?
Yeah. Was she the one that dragged her pussy on the stage and left a stain on the floor? Yeah. I don't even think she knows. Well, here's the thing. I don't know anything anymore about it. I don't know. I would lose in a drag trivia contest. I would lose.
I just saw something where I saw three drag queens in a cosmetics ad, and I said, it's crazy. I said, they're beautiful, these girls. I said, it's great for them to get this gig. I mean, these unknown drag queens, they're gorgeous.
Were they the winners of a season?
And then I went into the comments, and it was like, oh, these are winners or like top queens from another. I said, oh, what?
Work.
I haven't seen an episode of Drag Race since I did Pit Stop last. So whenever that was, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 years
ago. Wow, really?
Girl, I ain't watching.
Why do you hate drag so much? Why do you hate gay people?
Listen, I had to step away from Watchmen. I think I consumed everything there is to consume on the internet about
Watchmen.
That's
very brave of you.
Because you know when I like something, I don't just like it.
You like it until it
I go
hurts.
Deep. Yeah. I stay up late. Mm. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. You talk about it all the time.
And I talk about it all the time. So I had to move on.
Okay.
So now I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Again.
Well, this is my second time watching it in my life. First time was maybe 2014.
Oh, it's the 2014. Okay.
2015.
I mean, it's a fantastic show. It's
fantastic. It is, but the emotional labor. Oh. My God. As soon as you start to think something, you're like, oh, these characters I care about, they're getting on the straight and narrow. Oh, God.
Kristen Ritter is heartbreaking, that one. That the subplot.
That?
Kristen Ritter is the girlfriend of Jesse, who the owns
Jessica
the
Jones.
Apartment. Yeah, Jessica Jones.
So gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
Heroin, though.
Mama, heroin. He lets her aspirate on her own vomit.
Because she was going to bribe him. Or she was going to blackmail him.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, it's so fascinating.
I just watched the episodes where now Skylar has the car wash and they're trying to launder the money. Mm. And he's like, here's $700,000. And she's like, we own a car wash.
Working at the car wash. She said, might never get rich.
She's like, are you telling me by the end of the year you will have made $7 million? And she goes, we couldn't launder this with 50 car washes. Like,
Jesus Christ.
That's, I'm not going to say.
Do people do that? Do people do that?
I think people launder money.
With jewelry stores and whatever? Oh, and they definitely do, but.
Well, I think it's harder when it's goods sold.
Mm, right.
But if it's something like a nail salon, hair salon, services.
Right.
You can't really track it.
Right.
Bars, I'm sure.
Bars, yeah.
Not our, go to my bar. Our books are squeaky clean. Thank you.
Squeaky clean. Very undone.
But I think, I don't know much about money laundering, but I'll tell you this. I would do better than they did.
What do you mean?
I know that they're supposed to, the whole point of that show is there's no bad people. There's people making bad choices. That's what makes a bad person.
Sure, sure, sure.
Right? And so I'm watching it going, that's not how you should have done that.
Yeah. Amateurs.
Go bury the money in a hole. Also,
well,
how much money do you need? Cook the meth for 3 months and get out.
See, that's the problem though. I think that's a real interesting question that is too difficult to answer.
Well, obviously.
Because he wanted to pay for what? His treatment or something? And then
he thought he was going to die from terminal cancer within the year.
Okay, so he wanted to leave them some stuff.
Newborn and his family. I'm not saying it's right, but I mean, there's a character he cooks meth with who's like, he's like, I'm a libertarian and I feel like people are going to get this drug on the street anyway. At least with me, I know they are buying exactly what they.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's fantastic.
Just get a pressed pill.
I just took a pressed pill, but I know what it is. I go to Jesse. He gives me a pressed pill. I know what it is.
And I just, the ethics of like, I don't know. It's.
Well, there's these people in Canada who were buying drugs from the dark web, testing them and then redistributing them. Because there was like so many
testing them.
Yeah. Because there were so many fentanyl contaminations and like overdoses and stuff. So people were like dying from cocaine.
Like dying from
cocaine.
Like a beauty review channel. Hey guys, it's me. Welcome back to the channel. Today we're taking this pressed pill I got from Senegal.
Let's just hope there's no fentanyl in it. Okay, here we go. Yeah. No, but it was like, but so they were like selling, here is absolutely 1 gram of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
No cutting agents. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, which is never available on the black market. So it's an interesting thing.
I'm not saying I would ever do crime because
I think you should do crime. Second act.
I have nightmares.
No.
That I have accidentally
reported
income wrong and I go to jail.
Yeah, or put the wrong thing in the recycling bin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I will never, I'm not a rule breaker, period.
Yeah. That's good.
But when I watch the show, I'm like, fools. You should have made your little money and got out. Because what are you doing? But at a certain point, I mean, that's the character, right? He does it for the power trip.
Yeah.
And I think when straight guys watch it, I think about straight guys a lot. I think that they're watching it. They're not watching it to see moral decay.
No.
They're jerking off to, I'm bald and dumpy.
Yeah.
What if I became powerful?
Exactly. Yeah. What if I became like a fully realized evil genius character? Yeah. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen for you.
Oh, and Bob the Drag Queen told me to watch that show. Mm-hmm. And I remember I watched it for the first time and it was like.
It's so intense.
Yes, it's so intense. Not light.
No, I watched that Better Call Saul right like in sequence and then. Another show, fucking with the, what's his name? Bryan Cranston with his son.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, he's a judge and it's a dark, horrible thing. I needed to watch like The Wiggles after that.
Yes, but it's almost like French literature or something where it's not good prevailing. It's like, here's this character and we're going to watch their life get worse.
Yeah. I love that shit.
You do?
I love it when it ends tragically, horribly, with no good feelings.
Have you seen Call Me By Your Name?
I have seen the sex scenes.
I watched it for the first time the other day because...
Oh, no, well, I have seen it. I remember.
At a certain point, I have to go, you can't just rewatch the Brady Bunch movie every day. You need to expand to new films.
Yes, so there's so many good ones out there.
I had to put down my what do you Baby watch, Blue, which was Marsha Taylor. Or what's her name?
Christine Taylor.
Christine Taylor. Yeah. I had to put down my Baby Blue and step away. Okay. And I had to try a new movie. And I went to Netflix, yeah. Award-winning movies.
Yeah.
So I watched this movie called Call Me By Your Name. I had not seen it.
What did you think about it? Tell me.
Pedo. I mean, it's giving pedo, right? The whole time I'm thinking, yeah. This is an underage actor playing an underage character.
Is a bony bitch, that motherfucker. That's a bony bird boy.
I mean, I, underage, had relationships with adult men that I don't consider, looking back, harmful to me. Mm-hmm. But I did feel conflicted and sort of like, this is a kid.
I thought he should have been younger.
This is a kid.
Well, he was, what, 17?
Yeah.
Mm.
And maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say like pedo, 30. But...
it was definitely a May-December type of thing.
Yeah. You know? Maybe a April... November.
Yeah. But I thought it was like kind of too, the mood piece.
Very sad. Piece. I expected something. And then at the end when he gets married to a girl and he just, I literally laughed at the end.
You did.
It's a long shot of staring at the fire, crying while the credits come up. I laughed. It was like, yeah, this I mean, is
it
crazy.
Was, it was kind of like too much of a, just like a mood piece.
And can I say, if I'm going to watch something gay, disgusting. I'm waiting for the nut.
The nut and the peach.
Not the nut, but like, it is a long film.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, something gay gonna happen? Yeah. Something gay gonna happen? Oh, something gay almost happened. Nothing happened. Something gay gonna happen? And then when something gay did happen, I was like, oh, it's a kid.
A bird boy with a bony ass.
Yeah.
Like he's like 42 pounds soaking wet. I mean, do you think he's attractive?
Well,
I don't think
he's not attractive. My type.
Right, of course.
But like, would I put him in a cosmetics ad? Absolutely. Tomorrow?
Yes.
But he's not my type sexually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the other reason I wasn't gagging for it is,
yeah,
it was I don't know,
two straight guys, one a cannibal, one a little bird boy, going at it, so crazy.
But one plays a cannibal now in a movie.
Well, no, I mean, he's just sent all those weird cannibal texts,
but the other one plays a cannibal now.
See, you meet Armie Hammer, cannibalism is in your future.
Yeah, we crazy. Hate this person for DMing cannibalism.
Yeah,
then this person's gonna play a cannibal.
It's the vicious cycle circular. Of Hollywood. The vicious cycle of Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I went Christmas shopping yesterday and I got you a present.
Ooh. What'd you get?
I got you some fragrance.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you were actually going to tell me. What's the point of a present?
Well, you don't know which fragrance it is. It could be like shit, you know, Estee Lauder or Avon or whatever.
Pink Friday.
Pink Sugar. I got you 3 discount bottles of Pink Sugar, extra large.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I got you something really cool.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's cool. It's not super expensive, okay, but good. It's like a one of a kind piece.
Well, you're entering the bracket where I have to inquire about what is your super expensive now. What is your super expensive?
It's not about money.
No. Expensive isn't about money.
Gift giving?
No. I'm just curious about, it wasn't super expensive. To me, means like, oh, it was like not over $100.
Oh, this is an original piece from Etsy. Well, one of a kind. I'm sure they make them on per order. Like when people order them, it was a few hundred dollars.
Okay.
Good. But it's not crazy.
I was like, I don't know.
Well, last Christmas, you got me a pair of, or maybe my birthday, you got me a pair of shoes that was like $800.
What's money? What is it?
What's just money numbers. Among friends?
Numbers on a paper. are you doing anything for Christmas?
Girl.
Mama.
I sit in here in this bed and I goon out to the thought of Christmas because I'm going to Palm Springs.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wait.
You're driving me. Yeah, you're driving
me. I was just making sure you remember.
Yeah, you're
just
driving
me. Just making sure
me.
You remember.
You and I are going to Palm Springs.
That's right.
I don't want to say when, but if you're staying at the motel in December, you might see us by the pool doing a podcast.
Yep, peeing in the pool.
This might come up by then, but... Mm-hmm. And then I'm staying with David's family, and David's family, they know how to do Christmas.
Mama, they're so... The Jews know how to do Christmas.
The Jews know how to do Christmas.
Because they're impartial. They see it from the outside.
They do Hanukkah, and I get that's fun.
Yeah.
And then when Christmas comes, it's like in America... We're obsessed with the tradition of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So like, oh, put out that old disgusting rag doll. That was grandma's, so it means something.
It's nasty.
Whereas David's family's like, don't put that on the tree. It doesn't go with the colors.
Yeah. It's, yeah. They, you know, see, they're not swept up in that whole Jesus Stations of the Cross, like, you know, Virgin Mary thing.
Let's make it nice. It's, yeah, like, it's like a Nordstrom window in your home. It's beautiful. I mean,
these hotels in the UK in the Christmas time, fierce.
Gorgeous.
Stunning. Absolutely gorgeous. Christmas trees everywhere in the lobby.
We need to bring everywhere. Christmas villages to America. Every city's had a Christmas village.
I know. I don't think that they would do well in America. I think Americans would tear that shit down. I think it'd be a rumpus
in LA.
Room.
It wouldn't work. They'd be somebody bent room. Over shitting, literally.
There would be IV drug use by the mulled wine, yeah. And then there'd be like by the cotton candy. There'd be people fucking and sucking.
It would be
child trafficking by the fried dough. It's like too much.
Yeah, it'd be Miss Wendy in a mini skirt with a 40 in her hand, working the corner, yeah, being like, Santa told me you were bad this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that license plate and slap you in the face with it. Also, there's like the one Ferris wheel would be always broken. It just wouldn't be a mess. It'd be a mess.
You're gonna laugh what I got, David. Well, one of the things I got, David.
What?
I got him a year subscription to MasterClass. You want to make more money?
That's great. That's great. So he can choose any classes.
Yeah, he'll have access to all of them.
All of them. That's fantastic.
Because he's into interiors and he's into drink making and there's all this stuff he likes.
And spiritual enlightenment via RuPaul. So exactly. That's going to come in handy, yeah.
I will say there's so many classes and some of them are really
suspicious.
Like, well, it'll be like home cooking with Ina Garten. It's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like Millie Bobby Brown on transcendentalism and you're like.
Yeah. Or Chinese aphrodisiac cooking with Renee Zellweger.
Like, yeah. It's a little like a brow lift with carrot top.
Hmm, it's like $2,000 or I don't know how much they are, but they're quite expensive.
Yeah.
I've inquired into the ones I think like David Lynch had one on directing or something, but.
It was, I think it's $250 for the year.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. And I don't
Masterclass,
know.
Honey.
David, if he wants something, he'll buy it for himself. So he's so hard to shop for.
I know. I'm the same way.
Because it's like, it's hard to shop for people like that.
Yeah.
They want something, they'll get it.
Where do I get my fucking nephews? I mean, I'm going to check in with the parents.
Children?
Paw Patrol, whatnot, everything like that. But
did you say Paw Patrol?
Paw Patrol is usually what the kids are into. You know
Paw
Patrol?
Show?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's where like animals are policed.
Is it bad if I thought that was like a party at the Eagle?
Well, it sounds like it might
Paw Patrol.
Take a breath pill.
Take a breath pill at Paw Patrol, honey.
Summer Tramp Paw Patrol. Yeah. I don't know what to get the little kids, but I want to get them something like memorable, wonderful, dazzling.
Well, I mean, you could get them something that's like not in memoriam. They're not dead, but like whatever the version of that is where you like make a donation in their name or
hurricane relief.
Have you started like a college fund for them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got a little dirt. We got a hole in the ground. Shoveling money into
it. So get them a little toy or something and then make a fat little deposit into that.
That's what I've been doing.
They don't need toys. Children.
I feel like it's I'm right.
They get thrown away. Whatever.
And also, I feel like by the time it gets there, they'll probably lose interest in it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just more junk in the junkyard.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Can I ask, are you having separation anxiety from your new home?
Does a bear shit in the woods? Is the Pope Catholic? Absolutely. Yes. And I want to show you.
So your desire to be home has only compounded now when that you own it.
Right. And not only that, but there are people actively making it better, which is great. So, I mean, actually it's a good thing that I'm not there because it's so noisy, but, I think about lemons all the time. I think about how they feel in my hand. I think about going out onto the porch and grabbing a lemon from the tree and sniffing it.
It's too bad you don't drink alcohol. And I don't say that to a lot of my sober friends, but there's nothing like...
Oh, fresh Meyer lemon in a fucking cocktail.
When you have somebody come over and you go, do you want a drink? Do you want a lime or a lemon?
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah.
It feels fresh so lime. Cunty.
You're, yeah, I know. It,
it feels so cunty. Because you know
cunty.
What people did before Gelson's? They grew food.
They grew food in their, yeah, in their backyard.
It was called a corn maze, but originally it was a maize maze. Because corn is called maize. This original corn maze was a maize, honey.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
Christmas. Do you have holiday ham on Christmas? No, of course you don't. You're a vegetarian.
My God. I go down to the Silvers.
What are they making for you? What are they cooking?
David's mom makes sugar cookies from scratch, rolled out, shapes cut out, everything.
Fuck it up.
They make Christmas breakfast, everything. David's sister will have a signature cocktail that she'll have picked out for that Christmas
that
year.
Oh, wow. That's fierce.
And she plays bartender and whatever you want.
Like eggnog martinis or whatever.
Yeah. And because I'm the guest, all I do is like wash the morning dishes and take out the trash and then sit around.
That's so fierce. Well, they should, like, I imagine they circle around you because you're a Christian.
Well, usually I have to pay them back. I have to play guitar for them at some point.
Okay.
There's like an unwritten rule.
Nagilahava. Yeah.
My other question to you is, oh my God, I just forgot what I was going to say.
I saw the glass onion. It's the glass onion. Have you seen Knives Out? You know Knives Out? It's a sequel to that.
Oh, did you love it?
I liked it. I thought it was entertaining, but I think like most movies these days, it was 20 minutes too long.
Mary Dugan, we are connected to a Cinemaplex.
I know, The View.
A cinema movieplex.
Yeah. The movies are back and they're right over there.
Well, I took some pictures of the showtimes today and I wonder if you could advise me on what I should see.
Okay.
So the options are this film called Pray for the Devil.
Okay, that looks like a fun home movie.
Okay, it starts in 10 minutes, so I'm probably not going to make
it.
No. The Menu.
Love it. Go see it. Run, don't walk. Run, don't walk to see The Menu. Run, don't walk to see The Menu. Loved it. It was actually one of the movies that I've loved. I loved it from start to finish, and I haven't felt that way in a long time.
Well, if we're talking about men in cinema that I'm not attracted to because...
Ray Fiennes.
This has nothing to do with pedophilia because this is an adult man.
Mm-hmm.
The man in this from X-Men First Class. The gentleman in The Menu. What's his name?
Ray Fiennes.
Is that his name?
The chef?
No, that person.
I don't know who that is. Oh, Nicholas Holt.
So hot.
I love him.
So hot.
You won't love him in this movie. Well, I shouldn't give anything away.
Was it?
No.
Is it big fat cock?
He's so cute. He's so handsome.
Yeah, he's hot.
So handsome. But Menu, 5 stars. Five stars.
In X-Men, he plays, you know, Beast, Hank McCoy. Yeah. And it's
I hate that character. It's so stupid.
No, I love it. I'm really a Beast, but I want to look normal. And I want to fall in love with him and be like, no, I want you to get on top of me with that giant blue dick and blow my eyeballs out of my skull. Put that dick so far up in me that my eyes shoot out of my head.
I want to be like, the coroner needs to be like vacuuming out blue hair from my inside of my body for weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I want you to slip one pinky in and me to go, stop, you're going, stop, ow, ow.
What about him and Mystique? Why didn't they get together? Both blue shit.
Blue babies, could you imagine?
Yeah, of course. Blue.
Wait, don't they use her blood to make it so that he can look normal? Isn't that the whole thing?
I don't know.
I forget.
X-Men, whatever.
I've only seen those films once.
Yeah, they're not that great.
Well, I watched another movie that was fine and not that
great. Which one?
It was great.
Which one?
It wasn't great. It was called The Wonder.
Oh.
Victorian Starving Girls.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. Listen.
Friend of the pod.
Friend
of... No.
Oh, I was like... I would watch her give herself a pedicure. I don't care. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah. She's so talented.
But every movie she's in, they go, all right, then we're going to have this long scene of you walking away from people toward the camera, trying to hold it and crying.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a long shot of you going... I love that.
Yeah. In emotions, they're great.
I want to watch a movie, cry myself, pretend that I'm in it.
Oh, God. I cried while I ate the other day with food. That was really special. I haven't done that in a while.
Which hole were you putting it in?
Well, I was shoving it through the back hole. No, I was eating soup and spicy soup, and then I would start crying. It's chic.
Did you look at our Spotify podcast wrap, by the way, for the year?
People have been listening to it in a very, how shall I say, unhealthy manner. Don't you think? We're actually people's number ones.
We're in the top 1% of subscribed to podcasts.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Hold on. How do we do that?
We're in the top 1% shared podcasts. What? Which means people share our episodes a lot.
We don't deserve it.
Isn't that great? Thank you, everybody, for listening
to
our show.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to us. Shit.
We put out 1,500 minutes of content on this pod this year, I think.
Wow. 1,500 what?
1,500 minutes of pod.
Oh, really?
Is what we put out, I believe. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It just seems like flash. It's also crazy. It seems like it goes on forever.
Either means there's a lot of pods, which is probably
everybody has a podcast. Everybody has a podcast. So thank you for listening to ours. I know you have only so many hours in the day and your commute is only so long and you choose to use us, and that's great.
I think most people do listen to it on the commute, don't you think?
Yes. I think the LA is like literally keeping podcasts afloat because of the long commutes.
Have you
2 hours to work.
Have you furnished everything in your house? I meant to talk to you about this.
Yes. I only need stools for the kitchen counter, and I need some outdoor furniture because we're getting rid of all that. And then some wallpaper. That's it. And some things as like we go. I didn't want to go crazy right away because I wasn't able to fully transition it into Witch Hut because it was a 1960s kind of modernist house.
You can still go kind of dark-sided.
Yeah, kind of dark-sided is the key, though. I don't want to go like full on, like, why is there a witch living in this house?
Totally.
It's not in the woods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's great, though. It's like, I could look at wallpaper all day long.
What do you want?
Not get bored.
What kind of wallpaper do you
want? Something geometric, but fun, but kind of like moody. But
tight geometric or big?
I want something bigger. I had stripes. It was a little Beetlejuicy. The wallpaper guru.
Oh, vertical stripes?
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little crazy.
I liked it. It was only on one wall. But the wallpaper guru installed it and it came off the next day.
Mama, guru of what?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think it was like guru.
By guru, RuPaul.
I don't think he knew what that word meant. Poo-poo.
Guru.
Yeah, guru is like the supposed to be poo-poo. Good at it. Yeah, it was so bad and it took forever. Well, anyway.
It's hard. We had Wall Shop do all of our wallpaper at Trixie Cosmetics.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. Has never
moved.
Can
they do mine? Is it
reach out to
so
them.
Expensive.
They have so many.
Fuck. No, I know.
They have so many.
So many wallpapers. It's crazy.
There's this one I want for my office in the new house.
Is it a mural?
No, it's a Gucci wallpaper, but it's so fancy and cool. It has like lion heads on it and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's like
don't buy designer because
I know
you're buying, you know.
But if it's a small wall like this size,
oh sure, yeah, absolutely.
Just
if it's a small wall, yeah, go for it.
Just one wall.
I think I'm gonna have some local kids come over and do a mural and a acrylic paint.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best scenario.
Hand painting.
Yeah. I'll hold them by the legs and then go boop, boop, boop.
Do you like in-home murals?
I mean, I've just like, you know, bought a Celli or Da Vinci or something, yeah. But I don't think like a...
You wouldn't have somebody come in and paint something?
I don't think so. Unless they were a very talented classical artist.
Okay.
You know.
They take deceptively long. When we did them at the motel, one of them took 15 hours for 3 or 4 of us.
It's a giant painting.
It's
a giant painting.
But you look at it and you go, oh, it's just shapes.
No, Mary.
But when we did that flamingo wall on Trixie Motel, it was like...
The pressure's, it's there forever. No mistakes.
It's cute and all until 40 minutes in when you're sick of it and you're like, we're not even scratching the surface.
It's horrible. Time.
Plus you have to either freehand it or project it to trace it.
Oh, that's smart. You didn't do that?
No, we did project it.
Oh, you did, okay.
But then just even penciling it is a whole process. Yeah. Then you turn the lights off and turn on and you go, and then you have to mark what all the colors are going to be so you don't paint things the wrong color.
Oh my God. Oh, right. Because you make mistakes like that over so long.
Yeah. Honestly, the new house, I was like, I'm gonna have to hate something a lot because the motel took it out of me, renovation style.
Oh, I see.
So the new house, I'm like,
it's so pretty, the new house.
We have some, I'm gonna change some fixtures, anything. But I'm like,
those stairs.
I can't change anything.
Sumptuous mahogany woodwork.
I know.
I love those stairs so much. I'm gonna fall down those stairs and die.
You are?
Yeah. Like, just like, what's her name from Dolores Claiborne?
What about a lovely portrait? Could we get you in like a linen Ebenezer Scrooge pajama outfit and then a holiday photo shoot? And then I can be Jacob Marley.
Wait, for what?
Just life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had the giant fat lady with her pussy out framed. So she's going to be prominently featured. I was like, oh, this might be too much. She's huge. She's 6 feet by something. And
you made that out of your own volition in college or what?
Yeah, in college for drawing class. And
they required you to make a giant one?
No. I was just like feeling extra. And the teacher loved it. He was an English guy. He was kind of whatever. He loved it.
I love the giant pussy.
The students were like, you are weird.
Wait, when you presented like that, you presented that in college and you had to talk about your process.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you know, I created this character. Her name is Cherry and here she is. She's got a lot going on downstairs. Sorry about that.
And it's a bunch of straight people and stuff. And they're like art, what is it? Art 101?
Art school. No, it's drawing. It was like drawing.
Oh, so it was majors.
No, it was like art elective. It was an art elective.
So you're at an art elective unveiling your rot pussy manifesto?
I thought it would at least be like funny or not. If not funny, then like, wow, school's so boring.
Can you describe what it is? I don't think everyone knows.
So it's basically just like a cartoonish oil pastel drawing of a very large woman who's squatting with her knees open. You see her whole labia. And there's a lot of warts and bumps and stuff
like
going on.
It's like decay.
It's gray. It's gray lips and then some sores and stuff. And she's also holding her breasts, you know. And she's got brown teeth.
I'm just obsessed with this being an elective. And people are just like, I'm just trying to get through midterms. And you're like, anyway, here's this.
I really wanted to just unroll it. That's the fun part. You just, you know what I mean? It's dramatic. Because it's in a roll.
Giant art is hard to come by.
No fucking shit. And also... Art in a home is tough because what do you go to the art store? You're gonna go down to the Craigslist. Art store and get your art or whatever. So I have to like know the person or whatever. It has to be some kind of like, I don't know, Craigslist?
Yeah. There's an art section on Craigslist where people are just getting rid of paintings or sculptures from all different eras. And then you gotta get a car and go pick it up though.
Well, that I got.
That's right.
I'm gonna get an
Uber to take me to what? Like Sierra Bonita to pick up a giant pussy painting.
One day you come down, you call me up, I'll come over to your house on the car, pick you up, I'll take you to the convenience store, you can buy a candy bar, I'll drop you home.
That's gonna be huge for me. This is gonna be huge for me.
I think this is a big, big, solid move in the right direction for both of us.
Did you know Kelly Mantle went bowling last night?
I did, yeah, with Jason, yeah.
You think Kelly's good at bowling?
I think that she was. I think she won a round last night, right? Didn't she win?
You think she's bad at bowling?
She was terrible.
Oh, you were there. Mm-hmm. And she ate?
She served, yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, she's not much of an actress.
By the way, so getting tired with material of the show, ground to a halt the other night when you sneezed and then you're like, sorry, I'm allergic to bad acting. That was so funny.
It was
that
in the middle of Kelly's.
So funny. Little, so funny.
Not a monologue, like two paragraphs.
Yeah.
And I sneezed in the middle and I don't know. I'm just...
We're going to feel something.
Orville Peck called me and was like, are you at the point in the tour where you're like purposely making changes to keep it fresh? I said, at this point, I think we're actively skating around the material.
Yeah. We're avoiding it or making fun of it.
Making fun of it, avoiding it.
Yeah.
Hurting each other.
Hurting
personally.
Yeah. Sandy. Yeah. That last show in fucking North Carolina is going to be real boo-boo. Real boo-boo.
So if you have tickets, you're going to love it.
Sorry. Oh, but by boo-boo, I mean wonderful.
I'm just looking forward to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Well, who isn't? Clearwater, Florida would like a word as well.
We're doing all the major cities.
Mama.
Oshkosh. Clearwater.
Indianapolis. Miami.
The juggernauts.
Low ticket sales.
Why?
But Miami's never a good market for us. What? Never.
Why is that?
I don't know. Too many hot, sizzling, Gloria Estefan fans there.
But the gays don't live in Miami, do they?
Yeah, they sure do.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they care about gay men? Don't like us anymore.
Well, I went to a club in Miami like in November.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah, and no, just a gay club. The Twist, lovely club. Went in there, nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. It was fierce. I thought I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't want to take pictures. Nobody wanted to take pictures.
They don't like drag.
I don't know. They didn't like me, maybe. But
Brandon and I went to a club in Orlando once that was formerly known as the Parliament House, and
the Parliament House. I love them.
I do too. I did white party there once. You did too, right?
Mm-hmm. Every year, 3 nights. Yeah.
And the humidity, though.
And yeah, it's rotten. Well, and Miami.
That cracky
thing.
Motel. Love you, Parliament House. Yeah. But
R.I.P. She's gone anyways.
Wait. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I mean, not good. But she's not offended. But we were there once on like a weeknight, and there was a woman performing. A woman doing drag, naked, no shoes on,
okay,
boobs out, pussy out. No shoes on.
Who's the drag?
Maybe a dozen people there.
Is the drag in the hair, the wig? Or
I guess it was just the essence.
Attitude?
It was the attitude. And the bartender gave us money to go give her because there was no transaction being.
It's sort of
like if it's a store and everyone's just looking and no one's purchasing.
It's tough.
It's
somebody's
going
to break the seal and has to like,
The bartender's like, go give her money. I'm like, I fucking will.
Pity tips.
Yeah.
Pity tips. Yeah, it's tough. No, Christmas. Naked, just naked woman. You sure she was a drag queen? She didn't wander off the street?
No, it was a naked woman.
Really?
It was a naked woman. It was a naked woman with maybe earrings were the drag, like chunky earrings.
An episode blush.
Maybe. A bottom lash and some earrings and complete nudity.
Well, that's Christmas. That's the magic of Christmas.
Did you see Fina was on Delta's podcast?
No. Oh, God, what did they get into?
I can't wait to listen to it. I can't wait to see what these two people talk about when they get together.
The surly and irascible weather patterns have like found each other.
The number of ice cubes, everything. Yeah. Nobody's safe.
The attitude of the clerk at the drive-thru. Ooh.
Well, the clip was Delta being like, you know, if all drag is valid, when you say like, your drag is old school. She's like, well, yeah, it is. But what's wrong with that? Uh-huh. She's like, what's wrong with wanting to wear like nice hair and jewelry and perfume and put nails on?
Yeah.
And she's right.
Yeah.
And she should say it.
Absolutely. All drag is, I mean, why do we have to say valid? Valid.
What is valid?
It's like, I'm a professional. Well, somebody paid $1 for your services. Yes, that makes you a professional. Yeah. You work professionally if you sell your services for money.
Your Halloween costume is valid. Doesn't
absolutely
mean it's good.
Your pants, your shitty chinos from the dollar store are valid. You know, your neck brace is valid. Everybody loves your brown hair.
But so it's like, who gets into drag for validation? I started drag so other
drag
queens
get validation, just go to a parking structure and get a ticket.
Do like take some adult karate where there's like, here's your belt.
Take adult karate.
You know, here's your belt you get.
You get a series of colorful validations that add up to something very huge.
What's the validation in drag? A drink ticket?
Well, it's like, you know, do they really mean my drag is good? Because that's off the table.
And it's subjective.
Of course. And speaking of which, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is a little bonus holiday episode. You know, not to overpromise, but when we finish touring in the spring, we look forward to going back to one episode a week.
I think we can say that.
Without teasing too much, we now have a place we will be consistently recording in.
Yes.
With consistent camera work, visuals, the same set every week. Yeah. It's basically going to be like a television show now.
It's incredible. And there was CBS Studios was so nice to give us all of their lots, access to every lot they have.
That was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. And also,
well, I know we're on the Paramount lot. Our studio is actually in the tower, the water tower.
It's a lot of pressure, but I think we can rise to the challenge.
The streamies are Sunday.
Oh my God. Well, what?
If we don't get that editing award,
I know we should.
I'm going to have to kill Bob Streamy.
Yeah, I'll have
to
kill myself too.
I'm gonna have to strangle with a piano wire.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I think we should at least win. I mean,
we got best unscripted before.
Okay, that was great. I felt like that was the consolation prize, but that was just me.
This is our third best show nomination.
Editing, Mary. We need to get editing. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yes, of course. But we've also had best show 3 times. This is our 3rd nomination.
Well, I just think that the real crime is the editing. Editing should be acknowledge. It's so fierce. And also in this YouTube world, it really paved the way for and inspired other people who have become successful in YouTube. Not to say that they ripped us off, but like it was created something. It's a moment. It's a thing.
I never feel like our show, I mean, maybe the editors feel different, but I think when our editors notice their style being emulated, I don't think they're ever offended. No. It means you have an impact. It means people appreciate what you do.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
so Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope you have a really happy holiday.
Bye, wigs. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.